You are watching a master at work.
True Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio in downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall, the Avenue. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017 to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. And you can always watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you do not miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to you, Truth Nation. Always appreciate y'all. We have this Thanksgiving Eve. And shout out to Rhea Riley, my producer, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello, hello.
Now, Truth Nation, you already know what it is. It's college month, and all month long, we have been celebrating different colleges and universities and organizations that have been giving back to students and helping students find those dollars for your young scholars. And now I'm excited for our next college month interview coming up here on Truth to Power. Going out like
a sucker, no way. College Month on Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Marquette University and Educators Credit Union.
Yes, yes, shout out to Educators Credit Union and Marquette University for sponsoring College Scholarship Month. And I am excited right now because I am joined by a dear friend, Andre Douglas. Many of y'all listening know who Andre Douglas is. He's the Assistant Vice President of Graduation Plus at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee. Dre, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for joining.
All good, Kyle. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, excited to have you because the work you do is just incredible, and thank I need you. As many people to know about it. But before we get into it,
thank you.
If y'all go on YouTube, y'all see Dre got on a dope Bucks hat. Now, Dre, I know you a Bucks fan. You a big Bucks fan.
Big Bucks fan.
How you feeling with Giannis being out right now? Is it worse than you thought it was going to be?
Not at all. I mean, I think, again, proud Bucks fan, Bucks Nation, Bucks all day. I think it just shows just how valuable he is to this franchise.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, everybody, when our emotion kicks in as sports fans, everybody's like, well, if he doesn't want to be here, trade him, right? And I've yet to hear Giannis say he doesn't want to be here, so all the speculation. So you get a taste of what happens when he's not with this organization.
Yeah.
And I think it also shows that no Chris Middleton, no Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm. No Dame.
No Dame when, you know, although Dame's experiment here was short and not as healthy, but it shows you need multiple stars to depend on to be competitive. But again, I like the landscape of the NBA because it's competitive again. I mean, you have very the Detroit true. Pistons. What are they, like number one in the East right now?
They may be on an 11-game winning streak.
11-game or something like that. So I'm sticking with my Bucks, but get well soon, Giannis, because if we're going to do anything,
You're going to be behind him.
It has to be because we have nothing in the future, right? Right? No playoff. No, I'm sorry. No draft picks for a couple years.
Nothing that we control.
Either
we swapping picks or they got them. But yeah. Nah, I know you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah,
I love that hat.
Sure. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's jump right into it, though. Listen, I'm telling y'all, he works with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, and they have the Graduation Plus program. Drake, can you let everybody know what Graduation Plus is and how does it support Milwaukee's youth on their path to college?
Absolutely. So, again, thank you for being here. I wear a lot of hats at Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee, but today specifically in honor of College Scholarship Month, we're talking about the Graduation Plus College Access and Success Services at the organization, and it is our signature to and through college program. Since 2008, we have been serving students to and through college. Since our inception, we have helped over 816 students earn college degrees.
That's a lot.
We're grateful. And we've helped many of them go to college and return, many debt-free, many with manageable student loan debt. You know, a lot of people, their story of going to college is, as great as it is, it can be a costly one. And so we're honored to be able to support and help so many students find money for school to where they can live lives as productive citizens right after college with those new jobs and not having to worry about paying back the government thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, for real.
In student loans.
No, so. that debt-free is so, I mean, that's so essential. Not
it
to
is.
Have to worry about that bill when you graduate, but I love the fact that Graduation Plus and the work y'all been doing. You said 800 students since 2016?
816 students since 2008 have graduated.
2008. That is incredible work that y'all are doing. Now, how does someone get their high school student involved in the Boys and Girls Club when it comes to the Graduation Plus program?
Yeah, Boys and Girls Clubs in general, you know, we have over 48 locations, including our Ready Center, powered by the Milwaukee Admirals, and our Camp Wickham Mason out in Waukesha. You can just show up to a club and sign them up for just membership. Anywhere from some sites do K-3, but all the way through high school. But for individuals that are specifically interested in Graduation Plus specifically, you can go online to bgcmilwaukee.org/college. Under construction right now. Website's under construction, but that's okay because we're not recruiting right now. But starting in January, if you have freshmen who qualify for free reduced lunch, according to federal guidelines, and they are going to be the first in their family to go to college, we call them first generation, they can apply you know, from any high school in the city of Milwaukee, as long as there's a passion of preparing for higher education and wanting to go to college and a commitment from both the scholar and the parent.
What does that program look like, right? You said they apply and they get in with a commitment from the parent and the scholar, right?
Yes.
Once they get into Graduation Plus, what all do they get to utilize? What access do they have?
Oh, man, this is a 12-minute segment, so I don't know that I have all that time. But, you know, the way I describe our program is, if you think about the alphabet, if there was an alphabet for college readiness and college success, we would offer everything from A to Z. So if you're ever sitting at home and you start thinking about college access, A, this is this, B, bookstore, C, college, you know, D, whatever, we're going to cover that in our program. It's a case-managed program. So again, students are matched with an advisor. We have a phenomenal high school staff, a phenomenal college staff, a phenomenal support staff that ensures that students are receiving full wraparound support from the time they come into our program as a freshman to the time they walk across the stage 8 years later from college.
That is fantastic to hear. Again, we are speaking with Andre Douglas, the Vice President for Graduation Plus here at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, talking about how they give full wraparound service and they help your young scholar get to college and through college and as debt-free as possible. That is something that's so important. Now, what are the outcomes? Again, you have a lot of success stories. I mean, 816 students you said that you have that have come through since 2008.
Yes.
What are some of the outcomes that you're most proud of, whether it's college enrollment rates,
sure,
scholarships, whatever it is? What's something that stands out?
Yes. So there's a lot. The 816, I mean, you can't beat that. That is a very proud number. Additionally, the amount of scholarship money that the senior class earns every year. I think the class of 2023 earned like $24 million in scholarships collectively.
How many students is that?
100.
100 students all earned $24 million altogether. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and class of 24, I believe, earned about 15 or 16 million for about another 100 students. So really, really taking the opportunity to help students understand that applying for scholarships, it's like a part-time job. And that's how we embrace it, right? We don't embrace it as, here's a scholarship we think you should apply to. No. This is going to be a part of the curriculum of Graduation Plus, meaning most students, if they do what they're supposed to do, they will have applied to probably over 50 scholarships during their senior year. And you and I both know, we went to the wonderful University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
UW-dub,
you know
baby.
What I'm saying? You know, and from our own background is you got to do the work. You can speak well. People could even like you, but if you don't do the work, you don't get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. So we tell our students when it comes to college and scholarship applying, especially, your efforts must match your ambition. So if you have an ambition to go to any college, whether that be an HBCU, whether that be a private college or even a local school, you have to do the work to get the results that you want.
Yeah, what I love is how motivating you are. And I mean, I shouldn't say you're tough on the kids, but from my interaction I see with the kids is that they all look up to you as a role model because you work so hard for them to get them to those positive outcomes. And they truly appreciate that, Dre.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, I know you do such a good job of making sure that these students have access, right?
Yes.
They have access to college tours. They have access to tutoring. They have access to filling out the FAFSA. They have access to scholarships. They have access to local universities.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I love the most is when you celebrate these students' accomplishment with your college signing day celebration.
Yes.
Before we go, you got to tell everybody about college signing day, how long y'all been doing it, and what that is all about.
Sure. On August 28th, 2026, presented by Direct Supply, we are celebrating year 14.
August or May?
May. Thank you. May. No, April. April 28th. Okay, April. Listen, I'm rushing life too fast, right? April 28th, 2026, we are celebrating our 14th anniversary of College Signing Day. And it's crazy because it's like, when we first did it, we did it for 30 students in a small room at our Hillside Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've outgrown this event to over 100 students with 700 people celebrating with the drum lines and the cheerleaders and the photographers. And we made it sort of like a draft day. And that's truly what that embodies is the success of students. And we award internally probably over $100,000 scholarships right at that event. And also students get a chance to be celebrated because we do a great job as a country celebrating the downfall of people, no matter who they are, no matter what they did. And teens are always sort of ridiculed for what they're not doing. And so to have an opportunity to celebrate success, to celebrate college acceptance, and just the many thoughtful and wonderful things that our young people are doing is something that we don't pass up. So College Signing Day is a big deal. So.
I love that. And you said, what day is it?
Tuesday, April 28th.
April 28th.
Yes,
okay.
2026 at Direct Supply.
I'm looking at my calendar because last year I was out of town for it. And this year I'll be in town, so I'm going to try to make sure my show on KBN, on ESPN, is during that time. I'm going to try to see if they can let me go do my show from there.
Let's do it.
I definitely want to be a part of that. Dre, thank you so much. Lastly, where can families or students go again to learn more about how to get connected in January specifically when they can start applying?
Absolutely.
Again?
I mean, get involved with us on social media. We're on Instagram at BGCGradPlus. Follow us. A lot of updates are there daily, but our website is under construction, but it'll be back up in January. It is www.bgcmilwaukee.org/college, or you can send us an email at gradplus@bgcmilwaukee.org.
Andre Douglas, thank you so much for joining us here on Truth to Power with myself, and keep doing the amazing work that you're doing.
Man, thank you very much.
This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. Coming up next, we'll have another guest because y'all know I do that other show on ESPN, and you know I am the only brother on the show, but Thanksgiving's coming up, and one of them told me how they make a ham, and I said, oh, hell no. So we got to talk about it coming up next. I'll be joined by Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin next to talk about the ham that he's cooking for his fam. Keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and it's going to get interesting.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes,
what you got?
Tomatoes, chicken, turkeys,
I'm so excited. I don't think you understand how hungry I am. I went to church yesterday before I went to Pado. Shout out to Pado. I'm such a good bingo caller. I was such a, and I'm not just tooting my own horn. Everybody's walking around this mug talking about those who were there talking about, oh, he was incredible. He was amazing. But I went to church yesterday to because I couldn't serve the food, so I wanted to go there before I went to go do bingo at 6. And I walked in there, I smelled the greens, I smelled the mac and cheese, I smelled the turkey. I'm like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm starving. I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait. But Truth Nation, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And let me tell you, all right, listen. So I teased what I was going to talk about before because, you know, I'm learning this to Americans for real. And I grew up around a lot of white people. I did. I grew up around a lot of white folks. You know, they were suburban white folks, though, Milwaukee suburban white folks. So they were used to being around black people. So, you know, they had a better understanding of culture and things going on. Now, Truth Nation, at this point now, once I joined Kyle Bruston Nortman, I didn't realize how separated America was. Like, I promise you, I understood there was two Americas. But before working with the folks I worked with on Kyle Bruston Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin, I did not realize how big of a gap 20 miles was when it comes to culture. Now, we were having a conversation yesterday talking about Thanksgiving. What are we going to be doing for Thanksgiving? And one of my good teammates, Alex Strofe, who is the producer, also short best friend, I guess. I usually don't put fives on there on our 12Q for that. But he was talking about he's cooking for his 81-year-old grandpa, his grandpa, on Thanksgiving. I said, oh, what you cooking? He said, I'm making some mashed potatoes. I make mashed potatoes, but also I'm gonna make a ham. I said, oh, you gonna make a ham, huh, Alex? I said, what you gonna put on that ham, Alex Strofe? And he started going through what he was gonna do it, and I was like, I'm not 100% sure. So, Alex, I need you to join me today because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and I want to find out Truth Nation. Am I tripping, Rhea? You can join it. Am I tripping? Right. Okay, because you know I love white people, right? But they always talk about potato salad and raisins and potato salad. I don't know. I've never had.
I'm anti that, for the record.
Look at you. You know, you're playing to your audience. I get that. Now, Strofe, can you go through what you gonna plan on, how you plan on cooking this ham? Because yesterday you went through the ingredients and how you cooking the ham, and I want to know if this sounds normal. Rhea, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Also, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, and give us a share. Now, Alex Strofe, Mr. Irrelevant, coming on very soon.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Tell me what your ham sounds like.
I want to preface with this, though, Kyle. Yeah. This is the first time I'm making a ham of this size. I'm making an 8.5-pound ham tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's
a big boy.
It's about 15 to 20 minutes at 350 degrees for each pound.
This is how I know he ChatGPT'd all of this.
About 2.5 hours.
Big Mama ain't never said that. Ain't never said 15 and a half minutes for each side. Hell no. That's how I know. This is already miscalculated. Already wrong. Keep going.
Well, you need an internal temperature of 140 degrees. Okay.
Goodness.
So I've got my meat thermometer ready to go. But the thing that you are taken aback by is not the idea that I'm cooking. It's not the idea I'm making a ham. It's how I am glazing the ham.
Yeah, I want to know what you plan on doing to glaze and you add to the ham.
So I'm going
to
start with the base, okay? So we don't want this ham to be dry, Kyle, correct? Nobody wants nobody wants a dry ham.
The base
is just going to be half orange juice, half water.
Now, wait a minute.
Let's stop there.
Wait a minute now. What, can you repeat that? You said OJ.
I said half OJ. half water on the base.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Rhea, thank you. What?
Hold on.
Wait, let him finish. I want to.
I'm actually going to finish in a moment, but first I'm going to derail for a moment. Rhea, how many times have you made a Thanksgiving ham?
You know what? I just had one from my white folk this weekend, and it was banging.
Okay, that wasn't the question I asked you. Let's try again. How many times have you made a Thanksgiving ham?
I don't make Thanksgiving ham.
Bingo. Kyle, you have your handy-dandy notepad in front of you, one that is much longer than the one you use on KBN, might I add. That was an unnecessary shot. I'm sorry. Thank you for being invited into the program today. When you were going through your notes with me prior to the show, I highlighted and underlined something in your notes. It was one sentence you wrote in your notes. That said what?
Now again, I do not cook.
Yeah, thank you. That is the underlined and bolded part that I underlined for you. So, back to what I am cooking. Foreign concept to you two.
Excuse me.
It's shots all the time.
If it's not ham, I still be cooking.
You got
right
4 minutes.
The glaze.
I want to hear the glaze that you got.
The glaze.
Orange juice and water. Come on.
Well, that's the base. The glaze is a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of Dijon mustard, a little bit of honey. What am I missing? Something else.
You forgot remember you forgot about the, you using the maple syrup still?
Maple, a little bit of maple syrup.
That's how you know he don't know how to cook it. What am I missing?
No, hold on. I don't have my recipe.
Brown sugar.
And a bunch of brown sugar. Half cup of brown sugar.
I don't cook, but I know how to cook it. I've seen my mama cook it enough.
You've just heard me say the recipe so many times that you put it to memory.
No.
So it's half a cup of brown sugar, a little bit of honey. It's a tablespoon of honey, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, a tablespoon of maple syrup, and a couple tablespoons of orange juice.
You're ruining it for all white folks in America who don't cook like this.
No.
The fact that he said, this is what gets me. First and foremost, the orange juice was an addition from yesterday. He just told me about the orange juice this morning. I said, are you crazy?
What's crazy about that?
Why would you put orange juice on a ham? 833-212-1017. Have y'all ever heard of somebody putting orange juice on a ham? Now, what threw me off yesterday was he said, I want to put some honey mustard on it, which I said, that's interesting. And now it's Dijon.
No, it's honey and Dijon.
Why are you putting mustard on a damn ham?
Have you never had a mustard on a ham?
Again, 833.
Have you ever had a sandwich before?
A sandwich is not the same as a holiday ham.
That you put in
that.
No, you got too
many. But you want a little bit of mustard because mustard adds good flavor.
No. You gotta choose mustard. Either you got Dijon mustard, you got honey mustard, or you got yellow mustard. You got all different types of flavors of mustard. Now, if you're going to have a sweet ham, which you got the brown sugar, you got the maple syrup, for some reason you have orange juice. If you're going to have all that, I feel like Dijon mustard ain't the thing to go.
I'm on allrecipes.com. Ham glaze. 1 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup of orange juice, 1/2 cup of honey.
And guess who probably wrote that recipe?
Exactly. This is taking white folks.
Somebody that's got taste.
No, somebody who is Caucasian. I can tell you that right now. Now, like, as I was saying, as you saw,
I won't argue with that.
As you saw in my notes, because that's disgusting. I know you got to go, but as you saw in my notes, I do not cook ham. But what I do know is I watch.
You
my
don't
mama.
Cook anything.
I watch my mama cook that ham, and what I can tell you is this: I ain't never seen or heard of her saying, "Kyle, when you go to the store, make sure you give me some of that Dijon mustard or that." Give me that yellow mustard. No, hell no. Mama Wallace, what she
yellow
did was...
Yellow mustard. I didn't say yellow mustard.
Yellow mustard was... You got your ChatGPT recipe. You got it right when you said the brown sugar. Yep. You got it right when you said the... even
maple.
The honey. I think the maple syrup. Yep. See, you're missing the pineapples too because you put the pineapple on there and pour the pineapple juice on
there. Is that a festive holiday ham though?
No,
because I'm trying to go more holiday.
Well, what
holiday.
Are you doing then?
Festive. That's the problem. And then I know you got to go. But this is how I know.
Okay.
This is how I know the ham going to be
okay.
Nasty. Real.
Huh?
The man said, I need a tablespoon of honey, a cup of syrup. Hell no. You're supposed to just throw it on there. You ain't supposed to put you're going to put a little dash of honey.
Not baking.
That ham, if it ain't swimming, if at the bottom of that bag, you even put it in a bag.
I'm going to put it in a pan. But yeah.
No. Do you put it in a bag?
No.
No, see, that's the problem.
Oh, you're
talking
about the baking bag.
You got to put it in a baking bag and put all that in there in the juices so it simmers in it. Look at his face. He said, that's
a
good idea.
I'm listening.
That's a good idea. You got to put it in the cooking bag because now you have everything simmering. You got all the juices in it at the bottom.
I actually think what's happening is Kyle is, and he does this often when it comes to sports sometimes, he just yells loud and he assumes that makes him correct.
I'm telling you, that ham, send me a picture of that ham.
I will. I was actually just about to offer.
That ham going to look as pale.
Are you guys on Friday or no?
No, we're off on Friday.
Oh, you're off on Friday. I was going to say, I can bring you a slice.
I don't want a
slice. I want a slice. Bring me a slice.
I'll bring you a slice.
It's gonna
Kyle.
It's going to be so pink and pale.
Truth Nation, tell Kyle whether or not he should try the ham before he judges it.
Now, wait.
Because what if you walk away and you go, hell, that's a good ham?
I prefer not to have explosive diarrhea come Monday. I prefer to have my guts feeling okay.
Okay.
You cooking it.
Whoa. Anyway, I had a ham. My friends made it. They are also of the Caucasian descent. And that ham was fire. It was fire.
I'm sure they didn't use Dijon mustard.
They did not. The only things that are different is the ingredients you're putting into
Orange juice.
Come on now. We didn't. We used pineapple juice.
Which is normal.
And then we had pineapples.
So what are you doing? So I know you got to go, Strofe, but I'm just.
I do, but I'm really enjoying this conversation.
Go to 101.
We're about to have this conversation on Mr. Relevant as well.
Well, the audience there is quite different.
And those guys aren't going to know what hit them, though, because that's actually been the popular response when I bring up the recipe I'm using for this ham.
Orange juice.
Pineapple juice. What about pineapple juice?
Yeah, pineapple juice. Yeah, put the pineapple, pour the juice on it. Yeah.
Well, I bought orange juice, so I guess that's what we're dealing with.
One last question.
Yeah, hit me.
When you have, as you say, stuffing, what do you put in it?
Well, first off, it's dressing.
Okay.
That's why yesterday when he was going through the menu and then he told me how you made the mashed potatoes, I said, okay.
I don't make the dressing my mom does, but she's always called it dressing.
There's a little bit
of meat. There's a little bit of bread. I don't know what meat it is. I would assume like a sausage of some sort.
Strofe, just so you know, Jovan on the talking text line, you can hit us up on the talking text line as well, 833-212-1017. Jovan got your back. He says, Kyle and Rhea need to take notes because that sounds really good.
I would just like to mention before I got to head out of here because I got to go do my show, but I would just say this. Remember what I said at the top. Neither of you have ever cooked a Thanksgiving meal. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Truth Nation.
That is Alex Strofe. After my show here at Ends at One, go ahead and listen to Mr. Irrelevant. He's phenomenal. I'm going to be honest. There's very few people that when I hear them on the radio, I'm like, oh, yeah, they good. Alex Strofe has a voice for radio. Face for radio, too. But voice for radio. He is tremendous. He is phenomenal. But 833-212-1017. I see y'all calls. Would you add orange juice to a holiday ham? 833-212-1017. I definitely want to hear from y'all. Make sure y'all call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Watch and stream us live on YouTube where you can answer the poll. But I told you, Rhea. I told you. That's what I deal with on a day-to-day. When we come back, I'm going to explain how my life has just changed being with these. Listen, I was around white people growing up, right? But I'm going to tell you this right now. Working with these ones, it's been eye-opening. On the other side, I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to take your texts. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in Protect the End Zone game, which is their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. And make sure you visit AmFam.com today to get an insurance quote or to find an agent near you. That is AmFam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Thank you so much to Alex Strofe, who just joined us last segment. And now thank you so much also to Andre Douglas from the Boys and Girls Club, who joined us as well. But I'm telling you, when I heard it, I was a little baffled, Rhea. Was it a little baffling to hear him talk about what he planned on doing for the ham?
Yeah, the ingredients were just not hitting for me.
A little bit different. But again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a like. Make sure y'all give us a subscribe. But would y'all put orange juice on a ham? Is that a way to make a ham? 833-212-1017. Miss Carolyn, what are your thoughts about the holiday ham from Strofe? Miss Carolyn, you going once? Is Carolyn going twice? Look like Miss Carolyn. We give a call back if you want to join in on the conversation. But on the talk and text line as well, Jovan kept going in. He said, my mom has a similar ham recipe. I'm taking notes myself, dude. Sounds like he hook it up. learn how to do the ham to be the ham chief. And listen, that man's never made a big ham before. And I've seen his food before, and his food is quite bland. And it wasn't just me who said it. Somebody else said it as well. Said his food was quite bland. His salmon that he made was quite bland. So I don't trust it. I don't trust it. It is not because he's Caucasian. Not because of that. It's because of the way he described it.
Yeah.
When he said the mashed potatoes, he said, you know, how he made the mashed potatoes. He said, you know, he chop them up. He don't take the skin off. He keep the skin on.
Great.
And then he boils them. And then right. He smashes them up. And he said, yeah, sour cream, whipped cream, some other stuff. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. You sound like you're doing your thing with that. But that ham was not it. Katrina in Milwaukee on the Truth Talking text line. How do you glaze your holiday ham?
Well, what I do is I use cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, pineapple juice, whole pineapples. I crush it. Like use the crushed pineapples for the glaze. And using orange juice is not a white thing because sometimes if you don't have the pineapple juice, you could use the orange juice as a substitute. And then some people use orange juice and pineapple juice together with like the brown sugar. So that makes a good glaze. So it's not a white thing.
So you think the orange juice is good? You suggest 10 out of 10 times.
You don't need to use that much. You don't use that much, but it makes a really good glaze, and it's just acquired taste. But that's not a white thing.
No. That's all good. That's all good. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Katrina, tell me this though: when you make your ham, and it's again, I don't cook, but when you make your ham, do you actually do the tablespoon and stuff, or do you just kind of measure it by eye and by how you know your skill set is?
Ooh, that's a good question. I do both. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm cooking for myself, I'll just do it. Just, you know, I don't use the measurements, but if I'm cooking for multiple people, then I use the measurements. But that's a good glaze. You got to have the cloves.
The cloves, yeah. Definitely got to have the cloves.
You know?
The thing is, ChatGPT didn't tell him about the cloves because that's how I know he asked the internet because I forgot about the cloves because I don't make the ham. I just see my mama make the ham. But once you said cloves, I knew exactly what you was talking about, the little black things that you put inside that ham. I know exactly what that is. But thank you so much, Katrina. But how do you glaze your holiday ham? Because Alex Strofe and now some people from Truth Nation said they put a little bit of OJ inside on their ham a little bit. I'm a pineapple juice type guy when that's the way I like it. And also I like it how, you know, when my mama put it in the bag so it marinates with all the juices. And then she poured the juices out in the pan around all the ham. And so you get yourself some of that juice. And when you get your ham, you make sure it's nice and wet and sweet and delicious. But 833-212-1017. Avon, how do you glaze your ham?
Hey, how you doing, Cal?
I'm doing great, first time caller
to your show. I called Sharon's show before.
Well, thank you.
I just want to make a comment regarding that ham. I don't prepare ham on holidays anymore, but my mother did. And I used to sit around the table and watch her.
Yes, ma'am.
And she did use the brown sugar. She used pineapple slices or crushed pineapple. She also used the cloves.
Yep.
But I heard no one mention about that Coca-Cola toward the end when the ham is about
done. Ain't never lied.
She would pour Coca-Cola when that ham was about done. She would pour it. I'm an older person now. She would pour the Coca-Cola over the ham. Not the whole thing. You know, it was like a bottle of Coca-Cola. She wouldn't use it all. But she said it was to add extra flavor when the ham was about done. And that helped with the thickening of that glaze that you're looking for the ham.
I'm glad you said that.
I know nothing about honey. I know nothing about orange juice.
I don't know about Dijon mustard either. I ain't never heard nothing about Dijon mustard. Have you? I really, not at all.
Yeah. Just the brown sugar, the pineapple, and sometimes to really dress and make it look pretty, when she would take it out, she would put maraschino cherries. She would put cherries on top.
Oh, yeah. You know, she definitely knew what she was doing.
In between those pineapple slices, you know, for each pineapple she would put that on. If she used sliced pineapple. That's what I remember, and those cloves are very important.
Yes.
Because it helps with the smoke. The smoke flavor of the ham as well.
Mm-hmm. He don't know that. Avon, you so right. And my mom doesn't actually. She doesn't do Coca-Cola. She does a little bit of Sprite. And I remember I saw this. I said, Sprite for real? Dang, gonna give us diabetes. But it's delicious. I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation. Again, 833-212-1017. How do you glaze your ham? Because we had Alex Strofe from ESPN Wisconsin, Kyle Bruston, Norman 2-5, also Mr. Irrelevant Aaron right now on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee and Madison. He was telling me yesterday how he gonna make his ham, and he described here today. He has some of the normal ingredients, but he said he uses Dijon mustard, use a little bit of honey, and he also uses orange juice. And I said, what? And the fact that he didn't mention them cloves, I'm telling you, I don't cook it, but I've seen it before. But 833-212-1017. Tracy in Milwaukee, how do you glaze your ham?
I see how I do my hams. I actually smoke my hams for about 4 or 5 hours. But the glaze I use is just plain old apple butter.
Huh.
And I have a little powdered cloves in there, just plain apple butter. I score my ham first. I score the fat on it in squares, so as it's smoking, the squares render out. You know what I'm saying? And you can actually take one off and just melt in your mouth.
Mm.
See, it's the apple butter that's the trick. But see, the hams you get from the store, they don't be smoked, you know what I'm saying? You got to put that wood on there. That's how I do mine. I smoke them for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Get that wood on there.
I ain't gonna lie, Tracy. I ain't gonna lie. I love it. First and foremost, if Tracy's married, more to him. But I know for a fact, if he not, I know Tracy be telling all the women at the bar, listen, on Thanksgiving, you know, I smoke my ham. You know what I'm saying, girl? You ain't got to worry about being that. I know. See, them brothers like Kyle. They like to have you in the kitchen. Nah, not me. I'm a real man. I cook my ham. I'ma smoke it.
And look at you.
Old player.
Cooking nothing.
We bringing some desserts.
Are you baking the dessert?
I said bringing.
Which is a shame.
Hell yeah. I'm waking up playing a little football tomorrow maybe and going off on my way.
You just showing up.
I show up, eat with the here. I brought something. By buying something. But 833-212-1017. Shout out to Tracy. He's smoking his ham. But Al, I'm no Al. I know you definitely got a way that you cook your holiday glaze.
Well, see, sometimes it's the brown sugar and the mustard. That's old school. Or sometimes you can use the alica syrup. Or you can take the honey and the honey... and the pineapple juice, and you can put it in a pot and get it nice and thick.
Mm.
And then you can massage it into it. And then when you put it in the oven, you put it on top of that pineapples and do the aluminum foil like a tent so the flavor and all the smoke can go through the meat.
Not the bag. You put it in aluminum foil, not a bag. I'll put it in aluminum foil.
No. You don't want to. I don't never use a bag. I put it in a pan and make the aluminum foil like a tent so that heat can go all through it. And if you put it on a grill, you do indirect heat so it does not overcook.
Mm.
And then if you want to, you can go with a nice dry rub, a little slap your mama. You know, you go with some type of dry rub on
your
that.
Your ham got character to the taste. It ain't traditional.
Yeah, or
slap your mama
or if
sauce.
You do, or,
got a kick.
Yeah, you do the slap your mama, or if you do the Coke, you can put the Coke with a little.
Now, which one you now? Wait a minute, Al. With you, I got to make sure which one you talking about. You talking about the drinkable kind or the kind? Which one you talking about?
You talking about the alica syrup. Alica.
Thick.
Thick.
Got
yes.
it.
Thick. It's old school thick. Yes, thick, and it is nice and it's sticky. And then you'll know the ham is working because it's going to start splitting. And then you got to cut the ham left and right, like you're playing tic-tac-toe. And then that's how you serve it with some cherries on the side.
I don't know.
And then save some of the glaze, and you can use that when you make your chicken on the grill.
Thank you, Al. I don't know if Al was talking about hams at the end there.
Bust it out there.
Yeah, he said thick, slide open, left, right. He lost me. I'm moving my hand. Like, wait a minute, what's happening? What is my hand doing? I didn't know. That damn turkey or ham is, that was interesting. Was it not, Rhea?
It was.
I didn't know, for real, because he always has innuendo.
Right, right.
So, you know, at first I'm thinking talking about the ham, and then, you know, it's thick and it slide right in and take your hand and go left, right.
This is a sick Negro.
I don't know. It's Al. Well, 833-212-1017. How do you glaze Yo Ham. We have it, 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. You can also vote. Would you add orange juice to your holiday ham? You can definitely call in, text in. Alan Sherman Park. Now, Alan Sherman Park, he's not just bringing his opinion. He's bringing his culinary arts degree to this as well. Al, so what do you say?
So, hey, Kyle. First of all, I am not a big fan of ham, and particularly if you make ham with the glaze, I'm not a really big fan of it. So when I used to prepare it for the meal programs, I would basically go with an unglazed ham. But like the other Al said, the important part is to tint it. You can add some water in your pan so it doesn't dry out. You can put chicken stock in it and put any flavor you want on your ham, whether it be mustard, salt and pepper, garlic.
Al, I don't want to hear any. Al, you got a culinary arts degree. I know you say you don't make hams, but if you had the ideal ham you would make? If you made a ham for people, right, black people, what that ham sounded like for the ingredients? Let me hear it, Al.
Well, you know, my most important piece of the ham for me is that you render down that fat so nobody bites into a big, greasy, loose piece of fat. You render it down to it's nice and crisp. That's the most important part of the ham for me, a nice crisp.
Well, who got the best hams? Where should my mama buy the ham from? Because, you know, I ain't buying the ham because I ain't cooking it. But where should my mama be getting the ham from? Where should Truth Nation be getting this ham from? What's a good ham?
We always went with Badger Ham. Badger Ham, hands down.
Look up
Badger Ham's Wisconsin.
Supporting local. I appreciate Al from Sherman Park. Hey, should I be mean? Al Ham sound like a Republican ham.
Oop.
Did it not? He said, I ain't for all that sweet stuff. If you make it the way you want, this is America. You do it your way. No. Nah, shout out to Al, though. I appreciate him calling in. I appreciate everybody calling in because, you know, I don't have an answer. I really don't. Somebody on the YouTube said, Kyle, you a man and you don't cook. Listen, it's not my fault.
Just showing up empty-handed.
You cannot blame me for this. I grew up with my grandpa doing some cooking and my grandma on the other side doing some cooking. My grandma on my mama's side, she didn't do the cooking. Now, my grandpa did all the cooking.
So no one's even bringing ribs?
Ribs? Hell, we don't do that.
For Thanksgiving?
When we come back, I'll tell you what our Thanksgiving menu is at the Wallace household. But before I do that...
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right, Truth Nation. If your loved one is ever injured in an accident, you know who to call, Gruber Law Offices. During this holiday season, I want you to stay safe on the roads. A lot of people are traveling, but it is good to know when you're staying safe on the roads, if somebody does hit you from the side or somebody hit us from the back or somebody hits you from the front, you have a law firm right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that will stand up for you, and that is Gruber Law Offices. They provide the best care, the best service, and representation because it is their priority. There's no fee to call them. There's no fee to retain them as a law firm or for them to consult with you. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. So get with the team that gets the results that speak for themselves with Gruber Law Offices by visiting them at 414—forget the number—by visiting them at gruber-law.com, and also be caller number 5 right now for your chance to get entered to win the 5K Gruber giveaway at 833-212-1017. We're looking for caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. On the other side, we're going to go through my holiday plate and yours. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Steinhoffel's Black Friday mattress sale is happening now. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader, and right now you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands, plus 60 months, 0% financing, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic sets, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic avocado sets. Available exclusively at Steinhoffel's. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. Shop in store or online at steinhoffels.com. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And we're just talking about tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I'm so excited to be able to eat. Go to my lady house. We're going to eat first and then going to go over to my parents' house and eat. Somebody here on the talking text line said, I feel real on them ribs. Thanksgiving ribs is good. My mama did have some ribs. I stopped over there yesterday after I did my pot of thing. She had some ribs over there. I was like, ooh.
Just randomly?
Some pops. So you know it was good. She's had some. She had a taste. I said, cool. Well, I'm going to eat some too. But we're talking about how do you glaze your holiday ham, but also it led us into, as we look into Thanksgiving, as we talk about what's coming up, what's on your plate? What is on your Thanksgiving plate? Because I know for me, again, we had Strofe on here. One thing I've learned from being on Kyle Bruston Nortman, I don't know if you noticed this as well when you had your Thanksgiving with your friends, is white folks love green bean casserole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is a staple. That's they greens. Is they green bean casserole. They love green beans. They didn't know what greens was over there. They said, greens? Oh, collard greens. Mm. So we had Tori Lowe last year with Liz Brown, Elizabeth Brown from Tori Lowe. They came on the show because Tori joins us every Tuesday at 4. Well, I guess now it's Friday at 4. And brought them some greens. And, you know, I ate them too. They were, oh my.
Tearing it up. Juice and everything.
Good. Hell yeah. It was delicious. Now, I will say this, is that I usually say no to any green bean casserole. I ain't eating it. And always will. But my eyes were open to stuffing. I never had stuffing growing up. I grew up in a family where we would eat dressing, right? Grandma Wallace used to make that delicious dressing. It was good. It was put together, but it also had a little not droopiness, but it had to, it just, you can cut right through. It was so good. Delicious. And then my uncle, he also makes some really bomb fire dressing as well. So I was always a dressing guy through and through. But then I had some stuffing. And when I say I had some stuffing, Rhea, it's not something I want to have every day.
Right.
But I look forward to it every year. I went out to some place where they had some stuffing. I was like, this is kind of good. I said, I think I like stuffing.
What they have in that one?
I don't know. I just eat it.
Oh, wow.
I just ate it. It was at a place out in Waukesha. I just eat it. It was good. It was definitely good. I don't crave it, but it was good. But Truth Nation, Rhea, before we go, I do want to know, you know, because eventually people got to pass the torch of who cooking next. Because I know my family, the baby boomers still cooking. I know a lot of folks, baby boomers still cooking. And you're going to have to pass the torch eventually. But what's your plate look like?
It might be a little small this year. We have smaller holidays now that our matriarchs have passed.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. There's certain people got to pick it up. And it sounds like the boomers in your family didn't pick it up.
I'm not a boomer. We are missing like 2 to 3 recipes we're trying to figure out.
Figure out? Y'all didn't get it?
We have one, but we may or may not cook tomorrow, which is the dressing.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing is that my grandpa dressing is what my uncle make. That's not his son, but that's his son-in-law. And so he had his own dressing, but he kind of mixed them together. Now, my dad's side, my grandma Wallace, he got two sisters, my two aunties. They both know how to cook the dressing my grandma make and her mac and cheese. I tried to make the mac and cheese before she passed away one time. I had the ingredients in my phone. Everybody at the family was like, you tried.
Oh.
She helped me. And she said, you tried. She said, boy, she said, Kyle. Because, you know, black folks, especially older black folks, my name's not Kyle. My name is Kyle. Kyle. Just Kyle. Like, move Kyle. So Kyle, go ahead, put the evaporated milk in there. She told me how to do it, but I thought it was good.
In the mac and cheese?
It's not evaporated milk. The in the can, I don't know.
I don't even want to know.
There's some type
I've
of
mastered mine.
It is. When my grandma had it, it was fire. Everybody loved Grandma Wallace mac and cheese. But my plate for tomorrow, I can't wait. Rhea, I can't wait for my turkey, my gravy, my ham, my greens, my baked beans. My auntie put the bacon in the baked beans as well and bake them. Baked beans, key thing. I love that bacon. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Oh, come on now. Of course it's baked mac and
cheese. I just make sure.
Dressing. The only problem with the dressing is my little cousin, she may try to make some dressing. I wonder if she's going to do it tomorrow. That'd be good. Store-bought potato salad. I bought a potato salad.
Ooh.
I bought a potato salad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bring that.
You want to figure that out?
You say what?
You want to figure that recipe out?
No, I'm not taking the time to cook. We cook on Christmas Eve. Breakfast. And cornbread. I love me some cornbread. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
The circle like water kind?
No, I don't do water cornbread. It's Jiffy Lube. It ain't ham. It's Jiffy Lube. It ain't, or not Jiffy Lube, Jiffy. I think it's just Jiff. You can tell I don't cook it. But I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm gonna be so fat next week.
Good for you for coming and bringing absolutely nothing.
I just told you I could. I bring the tub. of
nothing cooked from the soul, Kyle.
Wayne said on the talking text line, Kyle, there's no difference between stuffing and dressing. That's a lie.
I don't know about that.
They are completely two different things, at least taste-wise. And also Wayne said, Kyle, it's really simple. Score your ham and stick it in the cloves and glaze it in Grey Poupon and brown sugar. Okay, whatever you say. But Truth Nation, I'm going to make sure y'all have a happy and safe and beautiful holiday. Enjoy time with friends. Enjoy time with family. If you are off, enjoy your time being off. And I just want to say blessings to y'all. We're on Best Of for the rest of the week, but thank y'all so much for everything that y'all do. Tune into the Truth, but also Truth Nation, y'all be safe. Love y'all. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace out. I will see y'all next Monday.
Can you drive that monkey soul?